Welcome, dear listeners, to today's podcast, Yoga Mental from the Mental Power for You team. Why vision and goals are so important, no matter what you do. Many people have already spoken about visions and goals, and yet it is still the main topic in everyday's contact with the people I talk to. And that's okay, as it should be that way for young and old. In our program, Mental Coaching Basic 3, we look in depth to your old, present or not yet defined goals. We work with them in order to find what is the key for formulation and implementation of your goals. Develop, set and implement goals in a structured manner. Whether it's in private life, in partnership, in work, from today on you will shape your future consistently. So prepare yourself for 15 minutes of excitement whilst building on your goals. How? By using and learning one of the world's most progressive change and coaching concepts. The Basic 3 Mental Coaching Tool contains 6 mental coaching units of 30 minutes, each via Zoom meetings and or courses with other platforms. Supported by our team, the total of 6 appointments will be individually arranged with you one after the other. In today's podcast, Why Visions, Goals Are So Important No Matter What You Do, we start to look first at the why by using the following first steps. Step 1. Clean up old things. In the Zoom call, we will look into your traumas, your fears, your blocks in your minds with special designed and defined tools. Don't worry, we know these are topics you don't like to tackle when even thinking about them. That's human, that's normal. But maybe you should start to realize that in order to walk a new hiking trail with ease, doesn't it make sense to only carry the necessary luggage? Which means, don't we often try to pack the only necessary with us? But when we go in the new direction, we realize that still the backpack is too heavy and not well packed. I remember that for myself. Going on holiday, 20 kilos of weight. Oh my God, how much time and how much reflection did I need to get that 20 kilos down? Because what was prepared to pack was over 30 kilos. And that's what it is. In reality, we carry a lot of luggage and rucksacks with us, which prevent from starting and arriving with ease and carefree, full of energy. The question arises, why is that? Well, that has to do with our subconscious and our conscious mind. We would consciously never come up with the idea of taking so much luggage with us. And subconsciously, we carry everything with us everywhere. And that's what it's about. Positive, negative experience are stored in our own mega body internal computer, or if you want to call it body hard drives. Most people treat their real computer much better than their own body computers. Expensive antivirus programs are bought and installed. The firewall, folder structures on the computer, everything is done to make the computer fully organized and fully working. You don't want to search long for finding things, don't you? But what about your body computer? Our head? Or not to forget our soul, our feelings. In the first step, we start an antivirus body program in our subconscious. We find worms, trojans, rootkits, keyloggers and backdoors. And as with the first computer viruses, which were hidden in the smaller program and caused minor damages, the multiple encrypted viruses and worms are also cleverly camouflaged today. Camouflaged in your body, somewhere deep down in your subconscious, where you never have been and where you normally never search. And how does this work with us human beings? By using special individual methods, we read the information which is available in you as a person. We find these blockages, we find your fears, traumas, and we repair, or better said, we correct these patterns. The result is that the mind is free again. Free to do and work as it was defined from the beginning when each person was born. In the comparison to the previous mentioned trail walk, the person is again able to select the necessary luggage with a clear and smart working subconscious. Besides the right equipment and luggage, what else do you need, by the way, when you plan a hike? But for all, make it a success. And that brings us to step two. Step two is to define, revise, and adapt our goals. When setting the goals and visions, we first determine, to stick to the example of the hike, the country and the place where we want to hike. Because without a clear defined goal vision, we don't know where we're going and where we're starting, logically. Unless, of course, you want to do something completely out of the roof and you just want to walk and you want to have a surprise on where you will land. But normally we plan. And then we use detailed maps and hiking literature to find out about the path category, the degree, the difficulty, the distances, the height differences, the walking time, the climb percentage, etc., etc. It makes little sense to choose paths that we cannot deny in the current constitution. At this point, at the latest, we will recognize what training is necessary in advance to order to successfully complete the hike. And also, don't register for the marathon if we haven't done any sports or advanced training beforehand. If you want to win a marathon, if you want to run a marathon, you have to set training. You have to achieve your goal by preparing. If we come to the period of the planned hike, calculation with enough time, etc., we definitely look at the weather report to determine a definitive start. Don't undertake mountain hikes alone. All successful people have a mentor, training or coach to accompany in this journey. So what else do we need for the hike? We discuss the packing list. Suitable shoes, clothing appropriate for the season, rain protection, sun protection, pocket pharmacy, hiking mats, compass, any altitude, food, binoculars, safety materials, ropes, and so forth. As you can see, everything we want to be successful needs a clear, detailed plan. For this, it is very essential to mentally separate yourself from the unnecessary old ballast in advance in order to be clear, fresh, and free for the upcoming path. Then assess the feasibility, the prerequisites, and, if necessary, find, plan, and implement important training courses to take action. And so, to achieve your goal. At the end of this podcast, we'd like to give you another example. If you know where you want to go, you enter probably an address or a destination in your navigation system and then everything will work. But what if you don't know where to go? What if you just start and see where life or where the trail will bring you? If you have put in your destination in a navigation system, most of the navigation system gives you several options. You can choose the way of driving, highway or through the landscape. You can estimate if you want to have stops. And you can estimate what kind of energy you want to use. Eco drive, speed drive, that all is possible. This results in a calculation on the fuel, on the investment, and if there are any delays or traffic jams, you automatically get an alternative route. And then, ultimately, you decide which path you will choose, and so which time and conditions you will set to get your goal. But what about your life goals? You all do the same? You consider your life goals to be a hiking trail? You consider that you have to do a training? You consider that you have to analyze what the road will bring you? Does this all make sense to you? With our help and the support from our team, we process your goal setting. We write it, we detail it, and we plan it. As with the hike. But what's more important, we also connect your subconscious in this. And the subconscious is in fact even the better navigation system. And for that reason, are you ready to take off now? Why is it the better navigation system? Because you cannot control it. You cannot influence it. And if you talk about influence in the subconscious, it's influenced by other means. It's influenced by energy. It's influenced by universe. And that's why it's so important. And the goal is to connect the both together. So use your conscious navigation together with your unconscious navigation. Listen to the signals, listen to the explanations, and make it happen that the two are connected. Because then you will automatically get to your goal. Because the subconscious is in fact your correction. We all know the story about flying. Where flying, you have a headwind or you have a side wind. When you have a side wind, the plane normally goes from track, unless you steer against the wind. And that's what the subconscious sometimes do. That's what the subconscious in fact always does, without you even knowing. Because the subconscious is in the situation to understand where the wind is coming from. Where your conscious is only looking at the outside and going forward to the goal. So let's see, are you ready? Are you ready to take off now? Are you ready to learn, see and understand what is my internal navigation system doing? How do I work with them and what is my goal? Where are my goals? How do I get to my goals? What do I need to get them working? And so forth and so forth. If you're happy to do that and if you're ready to go, then we are happy and pleased to help you. On pradocompanions.com, you will find an appointment calendar where you can ask for the first free conversation with us. And that is exactly what you should do. Because in that free conversation, we will just channel with you. We will just listen to your story. We will listen to your goals. We will listen where you are at the moment. And for all, we will listen your subconscious. Thank you for listening and thank you for your recommendation. At this point, it should be mentioned that we already have an affiliate program in Digitour 24 because your recommendation is very important to us. So simply register free for Digitour on the marketplace. Enter the product name, Mental Coaching Martina Pracht, and there you will get all the information. Stay healthy, and I'll be looking forward to introduce you to the further topics and to introduce you to all the people who are working in this team here at Yoga Mental, New Ways to Health. See you soon. All the best. Enjoy the rest of the day or the rest of the morning. But for all, enjoy your life. See you soon. Regards.